Today's daf is Besechet Makot with the third parak, Elohim Alokin, daf Tet Zayin. And we're very gratified to welcome today, for the purposes of a yard site, Saba Josh, who has come back taking a very dangerous trip with helium balloons to get up the stairs. And you want to tell us the name that we should learn in for today?
This is my mother, and it's Fisher Reisel, Fisher Bas Abtzvi Yitzchak.
So we got up to yesterday, Vitarvayu Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda, at the very end of the fourth line of Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. So what we've been involved in is a machloket about how to understand the nature of a lota ase shekodemo ase, which turned out to be intimately interrelated to the din of how to understand bechla lavanitek lase, which was itself a major machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether lava nitak la'aseh requires an active bitul of the aseh in order to ever be chayav, which is called bitlo velo bitlo, or requires only a non-kiyum of the aseh, which is called kimo velo kimo. It turned out yesterday, at the end of the sugya, that machloket was in turn dependent on the machloket of hatra'at safek. Because if you hold hatra'at safek lav shmei hatra'ah, then to say bitlo velo bitlo would leave you in a position where there could never, ever be a chiyav of malchus, because there would be no way to give hatra'ah, since there's no way to know at the time of the hatra'ah that you're going to be over, because it requires another act in order to be over. And that other act itself is insufficient to be mechayev you. Because if 10 years later you're mevatel the aseh, that's not going to now be mechayev you retroactively the malchus. And if there's no hatra'ah originally, because hatra'ah is a fake, then such a thing is untenable. Must be, therefore, that we would end up with kima velo kimlo, because we have no other way of understanding the relationship of lav anita klase. So it turned out that the entire thing was dependent in how we understand hatra'ah is a fake. Today the Gemara has a remarkable, remarkable case, which as usual is buried beneath the technicalities of the issue. But if you think about it, there is one case in the entire Torah that involves all of the issues that were raised yesterday. Hatra'at safek, lav nitak la'aseh, lav she'en bo ma'aseh, which is the way that we ended up in the middle of discussing the problem of a case where somebody was metuk shvua, I'm going to eat this today. Whether it's possible to get malchus for that. And we have that was the makar of the machlokas. Is it possible to get malchus? No. But why? Well, it's either because it's hatra'at safek, or it's because, as Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan would say, it's because it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Now, there happens to be one case in the Torah, which of course is the case that we're now going to use to model our whole discussion, that includes all of these issues. It's a lav anita klase, it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, and it's a lav that would be hatra'at safek by definition. Just as the case of the Shvua, Shochal Kikar Zerayom, is a hatra'at safek by definition. Not because of the bitlo velo bitlo, but because of the logistics of the way in which I'd have to give such hatra'at. Now this is remarkable. What case is that? The case of Notar. The case of Notar is where I have Basar Kodesh, that if I don't finish eating, which of course this is passive, not to finish eating, if I don't finish eating in time, I'm going to be over on the issue of lota tirmi meno ad boker. So therefore, there is no way to give you hatra. At what point are you going to say, if you don't eat that, you're going to be chayev? I mean, maybe I'll eat it in another minute. So you're either before the time or you're past the time. There's no way to be mitzamtzim that hatra. So memela is also hatra at safek. But it also happens to be a lavanita klase, because it says vanotar mimeno ad boker, ba'esh tisarafu. So now what are you going to do? There's three reasons here in which we would be unable to give malchus for notar, correct? And because of that, we want to take a look at how it is that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish handle the issue of notar, because that now is actually a key to understanding the way that these sugyas interrelate. And that's exactly what we're going to do in a sneaky way. The way we're going to do it in a sneaky way is by recognizing that we have in this model of notar a statement by Rabbi Yehuda, and now Rabbi Yehuda, becomes the himself, his statement becomes the model of a Tanaic statement that is discussed. Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So therefore, says the Gemara like this: Vitarvayu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were basically arguing in how to read the din of notar. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says as follows: the Tanya. So now, clearly, this Ba'esh Tisrofu is a lav It's an assay that is benatic the law from Malkus. Okay, says Rabbi Yehuda the following statement. Why did the Torah give you a note to Mimeno Ad Boker Beish Tisrofu? Ba'akatuv li tein esay achalota. So here's the classic. Lav anitek la'asay, lomar she'en lo kino lav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the statement. Now, obviously, what Rabbi Yehuda is implying is that if it wouldn't be for the fact that this was a lav anitek la'asay, you would indeed get Malkus. But, of course, that's very strange, because there's two issues that ought to prevent you from getting Malkus anyway. One is the fact that this is a lav shein bo maaseh, because you can only passively not eat something. And the other is that we have the same problem of hatra'at safek that we had by the case of the shvuah. And therefore, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish obviously have a makor here in Rabbi Yehuda for their respective opinions. The problem is, of course, that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a makor here that runs counter to their opinions. Because what Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying is, the heck with Hatrat Safek is a problem. That's not a problem. The heck with Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, that's not a problem. The only problem for Malkus is the fact is that it's a Lav Anitek La'aseh, which of course runs counter both to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And what we're trying to say is that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both, in fact, are not only consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, they are taking their cue from Rabbi Yehuda. So let's see how that can work. So we understand, obviously, what we're going to say here for each one, right? It's clear up front. Rabbi Yochanan is going to be medayek as follows. You see, says Rabbi Yochanan, the only reason that we don't get Malkus on Notar is Taima, the Ba'a Katuv, that the Torah came now to give menatek the love to this aseh. Hello, Ba'akatuv. It wouldn't be for the fact that Ba'akatuv litain eser achalot eser. What would be the din? You would get Malkus. Aye, there was no hatra'ah. How could you get Malkus? Alma hatra'at safek shema hatra'ah. So clearly there's no problem of hatra'at safek, and therefore we understand now that when it comes to the equivalent case of, let's say, the shvur, whatever, hatra'at safek wouldn't be a problem. Whereas Reish Lakish makes the opposite deal. Taima the Ba'akatuv. If it wouldn't be that the Torah brought along here the Aseh to be menatek alav, halo bo'akatuv, you would be loka. Why would you be loka? It's passive. Am alav shein bo maaseh lokin alav. So each one clearly has a makor in the din of Noser. The very fact that we need to have alav anitek la'aseh implies that otherwise we would have had Malkus here. So obviously the truth is that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that both of them are wrong. That Hatrat Safek may not be a problem, but neither is a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. Lav Shein Bo Maaseh may not be a problem, but neither is Hatrat Safek. Which, of course, is the next thing we have to understand. So how does each one deal with the implications that run counter? But those implications that are consistent with their opinion, we understand how it is that they're seeing that in the din of Notar. What remains to be explained is the other implication. So once again, we have three issues in Notar. Three issues that make it a particularly interesting example because of the fact that there's three separate reasons why we may not be giving Malkut in this case. First of all, it's a lav anitek la'aseh, ba'ish tisrof. Second of all, it's a hatra'at safek. And thirdly, it's a lav she'en bo maaseh. So, each one now, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds hatra'at safek, is hatra'ah. Says, well, you see from here, it is hatra'ah. Because otherwise, why would it have to be put from Malkus? Because it's a lav anitek la'aseh. Aye, what about the problem of the fact that it's a lav shein bo maaseh, which Rabbi Yochanan says, that's the reason you don't get Malkut in what appears to be precisely the similar case where a guy made a shvua, that he's going to eat a piece of meat by the end, or kikar was the case, by the end of the day, which is exactly the same as notar. That's a problem. So there must be a reason that is not functional here, which we'll see why. Same thing would be true of Libet Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, well, you see from here there's no problem of there being a lav shein bo maaseh. What about the fact that you also see there's no problem of it's being hatrat safek? That's because hatrat safek is not functional over here for some reason, which we'll have to see why. But each one of them then will be focusing on one particular element of the diak and Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we'll find him consistent with their approach, either that there's an issue in the case where there's no lav anitek la'aseh, which was the case of the shvua that we had yesterday, either the problem there that will prevent us from giving Malkus is the fact that it's hatrat safek, which is the way Reish Lakish learns, which because he learned that way, forced him to learn that lav anitek la'aseh only is an issue of kima v'lo kimu, because otherwise there'd never be any way to give Malkus. And Rabbi Yochanan would be focusing on the lav she'ein bo maaseh, because he would hold that hatrat safek is anyway hatra'ah. Okay, so now, of course, the Gemara needs to explain why each shita, respectively, would say that let's ignore the other diak from Rabbi Yochanan, because otherwise each shita is in trouble. with the bride of Rabbi Yehuda, correct? So let's take a look how we do that. Ask the Gemara. We'll start off with Rish Lakish as the problem. Ask the Gemara. Telephone. Profiles. I don't know where you find profiles, but somewhere in here there's profiles. There you go. Silent. Activate. There you go. Huh. How do you like that? Rish Lakish. Thanks. Reish Lakish Nami. Havadai Hatra Atzafek. Who is this not? Definitely Hatra Atzafek. Why then do I need to have the Labanitic class say? And what is Rabbi Yehuda trying to tell us? Ah, he found another Braita by Rabbi Yehuda that indeed agreed with him that Hatra Atzafek is not Hatra. So Avalaki Idach Tanit Rabbi Yehuda, which of course is going to be a contradiction, which Gemara is going to ask in Rabbi Yehuda Gufa, but we'll see about that. But in any event, there's another Tanit Rabbi Yehuda. You're claiming that he's consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. I'll show you I am consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya. How about in a case where someone is not sure who his father is? It's one of two people. So in other words, here's what happened is they didn't wait long enough after a divorce or a death to remarry for this woman. She might have been pregnant. We have no way of knowing whether the child that was born 7 months after the second marriage was the result of impregnating from the second guy and it was a brief pregnancy, or whether she had been impregnated before and this was a full-term pregnancy. And what happens is this guy wants to kill both of them already. You know, I mean, it's bad enough having one, you got two. So now the shaila is, will you be chayev, a person? So will you be chayev? You can't be chayev on either one of those fathers, because maybe he's not your father. So certainly there's no way to carry out the din. Forget about the hatra'ah. I mean, it's not, you don't know that you did the issur. But how about if you're going to beat up both of them, or mekalel both of them, murder both of them, whatever. So you're going to be makeh both of them. So now the question is, do you have a way to be matre if he hits one after the other? So, the braita goes as follows. Hikaze, because of hikaze. Someone hits possible father one, and then hits possible father two. Or he curses possible father one, followed by cursing out possible father two. Or he hits them both at the same time, a lefty and a righty. Or he's mekalel both of them at the same time. That's easier. So then he would be chayev. This is the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, he can't be chayev if it's one after the other. Because then it's no longer Tokhtei Dibur of the Hatra'ah. How are you going to give him Hatra'ah? So you'd have to give him a separate Hatra'ah. You can't say, don't hit both of them, I'm going to hit one now. So you're going to hit one. The guy's going to say, don't hit him, he may be your father. Well, he may not be my father. So it's Hatra'ah Tzafek. Now you're going to tell him when he's about to hit the second one, don't hit him, he may be your father. No, maybe he's not my father. So therefore, there'd be no way to give him Hatra'ah. If you hold Hatra'ah Tzafek, it's not a problem. Then you should be able to do what the Tanakhama says. Tanakhama says, give one hatra up front, don't hit both of those guys. What's wrong with that? Or don't hit this guy, and then afterwards, don't hit that guy. So it's hatra tzafek. But Lamaisa, we know you did the isser, because you hit both of them. So therefore, we see from here, Rabbi Yehuda, only about the chatkai of Ezech HaZefatur. So clearly, this Rabbi Yehuda, as opposed to the other Rabbi Yehuda that was medayik from the Lavanita class, say by notar, this Rabbi Yehuda holds that hatra tzafek, lav shmei hatra, says Reish Lakish, look, I'm completely consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying the statement of Rabbi Yehuda by notar clearly shows me that a lav shein bo maaseh you're chayev on. Because he says the only reason you're potter on notar is not because it's a lav shein bo maaseh, it's because to be menatek the lav from Malkus and to attach it to the assay, right? So you'll say, yeah, but over there he also said atratza fake is not a problem. Yeah, but he himself doesn't really hold that. Here I'll show you in the bright that he says otherwise. Here he says you can't give atratza fake, therefore the only way to be chayev on two possible fathers is to be mekalel of them simultaneously, but not one after the other, because of the problem of Hatra Atzafek. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, does he not also have a problem? Rabbi Yochanan, you're saying, claims to be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. How is he consistent with Rabbi Yehuda? He's claiming that Shem HaMaisa, sorry, is considered to be potter. Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here that Lav Shem HaMaisa is chayev. The case of Notar and the case of Shvu is exactly the same case in terms of Lav Shem HaMaisa. I'm not going to eat the piece of bread that I swore I would eat by midnight. It's exactly the same as Nicer. I'm not going to eat the piece of meat that they're set to eat by midnight. No. But it's exactly the same case. Rabbi Yehuda is saying in that case you would have been chayev, except for the fact that the Torah said, Beish Disrof. But in the case of the Shvua, there is no Lavanit Klase. So Rabbi Yochanan nonetheless is saying, oh, Afa Pikin, your potter, to Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, and he's claiming consistency with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the consistency with Rabbi Yehuda? Forget about problems with Lavanit, with Hatra Tzafek. Forget about problems with Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. Just worry about Lavanit Klase. How does Rabbi Yochanan claim consistency? Rabbi Yochanan, how exactly could Rabbi Yochanan claim that Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, Lokina Lav, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Havare Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. Certainly no tires, Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. Well, you see, he too finds an alternative Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Shavalak? Yod Yom Rav Yidi Bar Avin Amar Vamram Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan. That Rav Yehuda Omer Hayah Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yisrael Klili Kol Lo Ta'aseh Sheba Torah. Wherever you've got a Lo Ta'aseh, it's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh. Only then Lo Kin Alav. Lav Sheyim Bo Ma'aseh Ein Lo Kin Alav. Now, there are three specific Lavim where you would be Lo Ke even though it's Ein Bo Ma'aseh. And those are the lavim, as somebody brought up yesterday, lavim that have to do with your statements, as opposed to your maaser. Nishba. This is a case of somebody who is nishba b'sheker. And that would be not a nishba, I will do something, but a nishba l'sheker, I did do something, I haven't done. So the shvua per se is the shvua sheker, as opposed to not being mekayem shvua, that was mutal alai, which involves the other question. So nishba l'sheker, somebody who is meimer a karban, so he says arezu t'murasu. So over there it says in the Torah Beferish got malchus. And one of the cases in bekalel et chaveru b'shem where there's a few malchus. But otherwise, lav shem bo maaseh, no problem. Okay, so then the case of the shvua that I will eat something, which is a lav shem bo maaseh, where at the time that you made the statement to the shvua, there was no shvua sheker. So the shvua sheker is only the non-act of achila. There's no dibur. That's not called chayav malchus. There you go. So I'm consistent with the Rav Yehuda. I, Rav Yehuda, is not consistent with himself. You worry about that. That's not my problem. Now, well, obviously, we'll have to worry about it in a moment. But Lamaisa, I found him according to Rav Yehuda that shows me that really all we can learn out of the notar is the fact that Hatra'at Safek is considered to be Hatra'at, which is what I'm saying. Since Hatra'at Safek is considered to be Hatra'at, we can now work our way backwards to Lavani Takla Say being, interestingly enough, even though it seems to be a coincidence that it has that result for Lavanita Klase based on the model of Lavanita Klase. As usual, these things are interrelated in very complex fashion. It turns out that because of our argument, we now work out to Bitlo Velo Bitlo, which allows us to work backwards to Lav Shekod Malasa. The Asa Shekod Malalav. Yes, the Gemara, okay, this is all very nice, but I mean, now we got a problem in Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, the original bride of Rabbi Yehuda claimed that there were two issues that were irrelevant to Malkus, both Hatrat Safek and Lav Shem Bo Maaseh. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish found an alternative version in Rabbi Yehuda, but I mean, this is obviously a problem in Rabbi Yehuda, no? I mean, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, we've got now a contradiction on both ends. Well, I mean, according to Reish Lakish, that's such a problem. There are many times where we find Trey Tanoi, Alib de Rabbi Yehuda. You had different Tanoim in the base of Edersh that gave over different versions of Rabbi Yehuda. So he's claiming that this version is accurate. But Alib de Rabbi Yehuda, even less of a problem. Because the second Braita did not quote Rabbi Yehuda directly. It quoted Rabbi Yehuda quoting Rabbi Yehuda Glili, who is Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. And so if Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Yehuda Glili, it doesn't mean necessarily agrees with him. So the Braita that we had originally, in which Rabbi Yehuda said neither Lav Shem Bo Maaseh nor Hatrat Safek is a problem, that may be his personal Shita. But in the quote that we had over here from Rabbi Yehuda Glili, that you're never Lokan Lav Shem Bo Maaseh unless there is the Dibur associated, that's Rabbi Yehuda Glili. So Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbe, one is his own statement, which was the original Braita, that neither are a problem. Lav Shem Bo Maaseh Lokan Alav. The other is going on Libet Rabbi Yehuda Glili, and that is the Shita that Rabbi Yehuda quoted, that Rabbi Yochanan is following. Now, we have a fascinating issue, another one of these interesting cases where things don't seem to be able to work out the way they superficially look. Another classic Lavanita klase is Shiluach HaKein. So by Shiluach HaKein, what do you have? You have the Lo Tikach HaIm HaLabanim. First, that's a regular law. Shaleach Tishalach Et HaEim Vet HaBanim Tikach Et Seref, right? Problem is, if you've already taken the banim, you can't very well shalach b'shalach b'ayim before taking the banim. So what would you do? Put everything back, start over again? Well, that seems crazy. It's bad enough you did it. Now you put it back, chase the bird away. I mean, there's got to be some logic to this. Yeah. So inachinami, Taina's Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot understand shaleach t'shalach as being a response to lo tikach ha'im al habanim. What it has to mean is up front. Don't you dare lo tikach ha'im al habanim. I'll tell you what you got to do. Up front, you have to be shaleach t'shalach ha'im. And only then at habanim tikach la. That's what it's saying. But you cannot view that as a typical lavanitak lase, to say that if it were done, then this is what to do to fix it. How do you do what to fix it? I can't be mishalech reim after I took the banim. That's how Rabbi Yehuda understands it. So says Rabbi Yehuda now in the Mishnah. It's not hata. So as we learn now in the Mishnah of Chulin, we'll see this later as well. Hanotel im al habanim, Rabbi Yehuda omer lo kevenu mishalech. Look, once you did it, there's no way to be metake in the lav. And so, Mamela, we understand this as not a typical lavanitak lase. This is part of the regular klal of shaleach. It's a regular law of nitik laseh because it follows the law, doesn't it? It says, lo tikachim alabanim, shaleach to shalach. So if you were already lokeach, so then be mishaleach. So kol mitzvah lo taaseh sheish bakum aseh, ein chayavin aleha.
They treat this
like a regular law of nitik laseh. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, you know, I'll tell you something. Anu ein lanu ela zot va'od acheret. There is no way, now this is of course the way that I am understanding the entire relationship of kol mitzvat lo taaseh nitik laaseh, in which you can do something to be mevatel. Remember, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when are you going to be chayav malchus? If you're mevatel the aseh. Well, I'm telling you, said Rabbi Yochanan, there's only one place in the Torah where you can be mevatel the aseh. I got to let in a little bit of it. Where I can be mevatel the aseh. I have attenuators, by the way. They're very fascinating things. They're high-fidelity attenuators. You put them in your ear, and they just cut things by 15 decibels or so. But you can still hear what's going on, as opposed to regular earplugs, 30, 32, 33. You know, that's good for the airplanes, but you don't want them in Dafyomi. It's also good for davening hearing.
No.
It blocks out the unwanted sounds.
Do they work on electricity? Can you use them on Shabbat?
Yeah, you can use them on Shabbat. They're not electric. Yeah, fascinating. So, the attenuators don't work for the talking and davening. Or the horrible chazanim. For that, you need the real thing. In any event, so now, this case, I can easily figure out how you can be mevatel alav. It's very simple. Shech the mother. And once you shech the mother, there's no way to send her away. So now, I've definitely got a chayav malchus at that point, if you hold this as a lav in the class. According to Chachamim, I could see this as a case where there's a potential malchus. And there's only one other case. Let me tell you, of all the lav in the class, there's only one other case where you can do an action. And remember, if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, it's dependent on your action. You need to actively make it impossible to be mekayim the aseh. One other case. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But there's one other case. Omalei Rabbi Elazar, where is it? Oh, is this real thing? I'm going to tell you. Omalei lachi tishkach. Go find it. Well, I got to tell you everything. It's, you know, this is a treasure hunt. You go through all the cases and see if you can find out a case where you'll be chayav malchus, according to my shita, a bitlo velo bitlo, by actively making it impossible to be mekayim naseh. Go ahead. So Rabbi Elazar went out to look through all of the cases. He goes out, he's bedaiking all the cases, and he identifies one, which that is the very case. How do you like that, believe it or not, that we've been talking about all along, which is the case of the ones. How do you like that? So an ones, we had before, the Tanya. Ones shigirish. And I have a rapist who was magarish, the wife that is not allowed to be magarish. So Im Yisrael who magzir veino loke. So he'd always be able to remarry her, and he wouldn't get mal. But if he's a Kohen, there's no way for him to remarry her. So therefore it'd be loke veino magzir. So I say, on the surface, we'd say like this. Hold on a second over here. It says, if he is now not able to be Mekayimin, so he would get Malkus. But if he's Machzer, he wouldn't get Malkus. I mean, that's all very nice if you hold Kimo Velo Kimo. If he's not Machzer, he'd get Malkus. That's true. But if you hold Bitlo Velo Bitlo, how could he actively, this is all Rabbi Elazar thinking to himself, how could he actively get Malkus, which is what's saying over here? I mean, understand by Shiluach HaKen is very simple. Bishleim Agabi Shiluach HaKen is an easy case. Mashkachat la yeshechta the mother. No, yeshechta the mother, you obviously can't be mishalech the mother. But what would be the case by the rape victim? I mean, you could kill her, you know, and then you can't remarry her. But if you killed her, it would become le b'rabim, so you can get Malkus anyway. Is that really so clear? That it would become le b'rabim? Because you'd be chayev the misa on the killing her, and that's later. That could be a year later. And you'd be chayev the Malkus for the divorce. So l'chara, there wouldn't be a problem come le b'rabim. And yet that's what the Gemara says. This has everything to do with how to understand the question that Rashi held, that which of course other Rishonim argue on. Rashi held, you'll never be able to give Hatra'ah on the act of Bittul of the Aseh, because you need to be Mechayev of the Lav at the time that you did it, not at the Bittul of the Aseh. But then why is this Kamli Ben Rabbi Minet? Yeah, just raising the questions. Fascinating questions. You talk about an interesting Mishnah. I mean, this Mishnah really...
Jam-packed.
So if now you would murder her, okay, say, either Katla, you could kill her, and that would take care of the problem, just like you killed the mother bird, you could kill the daughter victim. All right, so either Katla, you become Levit Rabamine.
Truly a likable character.
Omer Shimi Michoz, now he's a consistent character. Yeah. I mean, unless you know where he's at. How do you like that? Omer of Shimi Michozna, Kagon Shikibel, Lakidushin Meacher. Well, why can't it be talking about where this guy went ahead and accepted Kedushin from another guy, which now, I think I'm just going to ask in a moment, why? How can he accept Kedushin? But he accepts Kedushin for her from another guy, and now she's married to somebody else, and now he can't possibly marry her. Says, so like, oh, wow, wait. How in the world could he be Makabel Kedushin for somebody else? Oh, my Rav, what? He should be the Shliach. Hold on a second. If she made him a Shliach to go out and be Makabel Kedushin, then she's the one who was Makabel Kedushin. He's only acting as her extension by being a Shliach. That's certainly, I mean, you'll say, okay, but he did it. So what if he did it? I mean, it's not his Kedushin. He just did the physical act, but that's not called Bitlo. The Bitlo is the fact that it was a Kedushin, which is the sender, not the actual agent. It's the one who empowered the agent. So then,
he himself is mavatal.
She's the one who was mavatal. His assay, because she's the one who created the kedusha by setting up the situation. If she never made him a shliach, often he's a joke. What do you mean? I do hereby accept kedushin on behalf of my rape victim. Okay. The guy's out of his mind. So then, kol kamine, he can't do that. Lav kolami, it's just a joke. So then, he wasn't mavatal anything. So that's not a good answer. El amar Reb Shimim Nardo. I'll tell you what. Why Reb Yochanan says it's possible to be mavatal. You could make a public netter. And that public netter would be, you will never get any benefit from this woman, in which case you can't marry her. So therefore, and since it was done in public, so now there's no way to get a heter for that netter, because you made it in public, and therefore you were essentially mavatal any possibility of ever marrying her.
It's also not the netter. Hmm? The netter is, it's also not
a... Why? How can you marry her now?
No, I understand that.
But the only question is it possible? That's all we're saying.
Why was it get better?
That the Gemara discusses elsewhere. That's dependent on the Sugya and Temura. Of course, whatever the Torah says not to do, and you go ahead and do it, is it chal or not? The Gemara discusses this case. But here, we're trying to figure out how you could make it impossible to take her back. So, wait a minute. Not everybody agrees with this. If you hold that a public netter cannot ever get a heter of a chacham, fine. But l'man yomer yesh lo afara. But what about if you don't hold that? What about if you hold that just because you made it in public doesn't mean that we can't be mater? So ma'ika l'meima. Well, even according to that l'man yomer, you could be medira al dat rabbi. Now you're saying I am making this netter according to the way other people feel about its interpretation, not me. So if we go back and we ask him, well, had you known, what does that have to do with had I known? What does that have to do with me? I made it dependent on the public. So then, by definition, there's no way to be matirit. So then, if it's aldat rabim, the omra meimer yochata neder shuda birabim, the fact that you made it publicly, that doesn't mean anything. Yesh lo hafara. But if you made a neder aldat rabim, ein lo hafara. So that would be the solution. You went ahead, you made this neder aldat rabim, now you can no way marry her, boom. You've destroyed the possibility of being metakein, the isser that you did of lo yuchala shalcha. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, here is our other case. Ask the Gemara, man. You can't find another case. A tuleka. It's a very simple case. A guy went out and robbed somebody. Gezel. So he was over on the Yisr of Gezel. It says, lo tigzol. That's certainly a regular law, like any other law, except for the fact that the Torah says, ve'yishivet ha'gzeilah she'gezel. If you went ahead and stole, you have to return what you stole. Okay? Now, what you could do is you could burn up what you stole. So you can never return what you stole. So why isn't that bitlo v'lo bitlo? So there it says, Veshiv et hagzela. Or for instance, the Torah says about a mashkon. The Torah says, lo tavo bitol avot avoto. You're not allowed to enter into somebody else's house and take a mashkon. You can make a loan, l'chatchila to mashkon, fine, that's whatever. But if you made a loan, and now the guy's not paying up the loan, and now you want to come with a couple of marshals and walk into his house and take away something, you can't do that. Now, how about if a guy does that? So he's being over on the law of the Arisa, right? But on that, the Torah says, Hashev Tashivlo. You have to give it back. You're over there, you also have an eight, so you can burn up the mashkon. So then you were mavat to the possibility of giving it back. So Hashem says, Hashem Tashilo Avot Kivu Hashemes. In there, we can have it work out. Where the old Kibu Velo Kibu, where the old Bitlo Velo Bitlo, there's ways of making sure that this could never be fixed. Says, well, how can you make sure it'll never be fixed? What are you going to do? You're going to destroy it. You're still Chayev in the Tashlumim. So if you're Chayev in the Tashlumim, so how are you going to have Malkus? There's no Malkus if there's still the Tashlumim. So since Kibu the Chayev at Tashlumim, so then you're not going to in a local Mishalem. Now this word eino loka al mishalem is either doesn't appear here, it doesn't say
wrong application,
or it's a borrowed term. This is not those things. We're not dealing with the question of eino loka mishalem. We're dealing with the fact that since there is still a way to be mitaken, therefore there's no malchus. It's just acute misuse of the terminology. Well, you couldn't get malchus if you're still able to be mishalem. And everybody here, oh, that's a nice pun.
Right.
But it certainly doesn't mean what it says. There are some Rishonim who excruciatingly make it mean what it means. But we'll take the approach of Tosfos. It's either it doesn't belong here at all, or it just means since Lamaisi Yechayim and the Tashlumin. So it boils down to a way to be Metakein Alav. Therefore, there's no mouse. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. I got a case. How about if the victim of your taking the mashkin illegally was a ger who then ups and dies? And then now, so you burned it, and now there's nobody to repay it to. There's nobody to repay it to. It turns out that your burning made it impossible. So, Ika mashkano shel ger, where he goes ahead. You burned it while the ger was alive. So now you're saying, well, so what? But you can always pay. Ah, but you can't always pay. Because when it comes to a ger, you can't always pay. Because if he dies, there's nobody to pay to. In which case, you no longer have the answer of Enelokim Mishalim. Ha, ha, ha. So therefore, there is an unusual case, but a case nonetheless. And Rabbi Yochanan claimed, there's no way that you're going to find me another case in which you could hold bitlo velo bitlo and get Malkus on a Lavanitik Lase. There's only two cases. We already said one of those cases was Ones, and the other case was Shiluach HaKein. So therefore, you got nothing left, says the Gemara. That's not a problem. The guy, when he burnt it, was he being mevatelet? No. He just owes money. Now what happened is the ger died. Right. So now he doesn't have where to pay the money. What is after with it? So now there's no place to have a shibud on it any longer that forces me to pay. It's not my act that was mevatel. It's the poka shibude. That's not what I did. The shibud of the ger by itself was called poka when he dropped it. So where's my act of bitlo? Certainly not the burning. The burning was not the bitlo. And therefore the shibud of the ger was the kapoka. So that's not a good case of being mevatel b'yadayim, because I wasn't mevatel b'yadayim. Okay, what about the case of peah? The Torah says, lo techalepa at tzadcha. Okay, now, there is, however, an asay, because after saying, lo telaket, it says, le'ani v'lager tazovotan. So that means, there is still a new aziva that's possible after this maisa. Oh. Take it and put it back and give it to them.
Is that what the Torah means?
Yes, we'll see in a moment. That over there, mashkach lobekim of lokimo, and with bitlo velo bitlo, because I goes eat it up. If I eat it up, there's no way for me to give it back to them. So why isn't that a classic case of bitlo velo bitlo and alav nitik lase? It's not. The mitzvah of peah, you're supposed to leave it right there, in your field. Afrish bin akama, that's still attached to the ground. Now suppose you went ahead and you took the whole thing. Can you still leave peah? Yes. Ifrish, lo ifrish bin akama, you can go ahead and be mafrish from the omarim, even after you've detached it. You have now the sheaves that are tied together in the field. Leave one for the oni. How about if you took in the omarim already? Lo ifrish bin omarim, suppose you already did the winnowing and everything. So what? So now leave him some grain from the kri, from the pile. This, by the way, you can only do ad shelo mirayach. Once you did the miruach, that's mechayev you to take off maaser. Fine, so take off maaser. Take off maaser and then give him the payah. Why not? So that means that if after you did that, you now ground it up already. If you ground it up, then it's no longer in the kri. If it's no longer in the kri, now it's flour. You see, you only add up till the kri. Grind it. Doesn't. Well, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you can even give him payah when you turned it into isa. No, okay, fine. So I ate the challah. There's nothing left, okay? Fine, Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, all you did is put it off another step. This is like the old atheist argument. So now you put it off another step. Great. So Nami Mashkach, so the Ochal Isa. There's no way for you to get out of this one. I mean, obviously there's a way for me to get rid of the produce that will allow me to take off pay. I don't care where the stage is. But at one point or another, this stuff no longer exists. Says the Gemara. That's a tough one. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Maybe this was the other case, and we were wrong about the case of Ones. We took for granted that Ones was, yeah, because Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the case of Shiluach HaKein. So Shiluach HaKein plus this, that must be what it means. Zot V'Adacheres was going on this case. Uh-huh. But, so what happened to the case of the Ones? No, the case of the Ones, you were jumping to conclusion. Ones low. Because what was your conclusion? That it's talking about that he would make a neder al dat rabim, and that therefore there would be no way for you to get Hatarat Nedarecha. Not true. Not true. Because, I'll tell you why. Where do we say that once you made it dependent on other people's da'at, there's no way for them to come and say, well, if you had realized, that's irrelevant. Ah, but suppose it's a Dvar Mitzvah. If it's a Dvar Mitzvah, then what do you mean? If anybody had known that it would be necessary to marry this woman in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Satera of Velot Yele Isha, would you have made such a neder? Of course not. So then it's possible to be mati the neder even when it's made al dat rabim. So where do we say al dat rabim in la farah? That's the dvar harishut. Where? It's depending on what you were thinking. Well, the guy already absolved himself of having anything to think about anything. But the dvar mitzvah, where over there it's a given, then yesh la farah. And there was actually a case like this. So you had this teacher in the cheder that he, you know, used to kill a kid or two a year, you know, by overdoing the punishment. Those were the days. So Adre Rav Acha. So Rav Acha made a neder, made this guy take a neder out. That's Rabin. He's not going to take any more teaching position. And we can't afford to lose that many kids, you know. But Ravina reinstalls him. Now, how could you do that? Why? Because the law ashtakach the dayakavase. I mean, what are you going to have some kind of crummy teacher that's going to teach them not as well? You know, you can lose a few kids a year here and there, but you're certainly not going to give them the wrong kind of teachings, are you?
So
he rehired him, even though it was not real dat rabim. But obviously, everybody would agree that in this case we need the guy. You know. So you're going to try to train him to be a little less violent. What's that? Really? Really? All right, this concludes now our Lavanita Klase issue. We move on to the next interesting piece of the Mishnah, which is Ha'ochel Nevelot, V'Trefot, Shkatzim, V'Rim. We got all kinds of interesting cases over here of eating various types of things where you would be chayev, and not only that, but you could be chayev multiple, as Rashi says. You'd be chayev multiple things, as the Gemara says. Rashi didn't give us the details. So before we begin, we need to recognize that the Torah has various levels of Isurim that are associated with Achilat Shratzim. Some of them are specific Isurei Achila. Now, Isurei Achila are Kizayas or Birya. But then there's also Isurim that are not said, Beloshon Achila at all. So we have a general Loshon of Al Tishaktsu et Nafshotechem. It doesn't say Al Tochlu. It says Lo Titamu Behem, but it doesn't say Lo Tochlu. So there, what's interesting is that it may be that the Torah, having not mentioned the Loshon of Achila there, is indeed only referring to the organism, qua organism. But once you, let's say you would take a lot of these things and you would grind them up to make parva hot dogs or something, this is the plan, you know. I mean, the humanity can no longer survive on protein from, you know, meat and destroy the atmosphere.
Mealworms,
exactly. That is the way. Is that Mealmart? They already have that. Right? The story is it's Traith. But now the question is, would you be over on the Baltashaktsu, would you be over the Lotamu? Or would you only be over on those things that are Beloshon Achila because it's the ground up? So you would be over on eating a Kazayas, even though you wouldn't be over on eating the organism. This is something we need to take into consideration. So we have the general Lavim. Now the general Lavim are Lavim that are the Baltashaktsu. And that says any type of sheretz, right? Lotashaktsu, Navshotechem, Bechola sheretz hasheretz. That sheretz hasheretz could be anything. It doesn't say whether it lives in the water, whether it lives in the air, whether it's entirely on the ground. Not a word about that. And it also says Velotitam Ubayim. So that's a separate lav. So we have two lavim that are given on any type of sheretz. Now, we also do have, in the two parshias of Achilas Asurot, whether in Bamidbar and Dvorim, we have specific Isurim. Do not eat a sheretz. We were talking about the oath. So it says, Beferish kol sheretz oath tamei lochem lo tochlu. Okay? We find the same thing by sheretz amai, or we find the same thing by sheretz haaretz, sheketu lochem lo yeachel. Do we have specific Isurim of Achilas? Sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes three. So, therefore, it depends on what the case is. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Hai man da'ocho binita de bekarva. Malkin le mishum sheretz ha-sheretz ala oretz. Now, Rashi's approach over here is that this is a guy who eats the common worm found in cabbage. So this is how Rashi explains it. Tosfos says, I mean, what's the chiddush in that? Why talk about cabbage for any particular reason? Therefore, he says that this actually is the name of an amphibian, the benita deve carva. It's a kind of fish that lives really in the mud, and it can't live in water. So even though it has the simonim of a kosher fish, the chiddush is that it's considered to be a land dweller, and therefore, as far as a land dweller is concerned, it has no simonim of being a kosher organism, and maybe you would be chayev on it as if it was a sheretz hasheretz ala, a sheretz hasheretz ala oretz. So his chiddush is, that's considered to be a sheretz hasheretz ala oretz, because it requires the mud, and it can't live all the time in water. Okay, so you'd be chayev besides the general Isser of Baltashaktsu, which is on anything, you'd be chayev on sheretz hasheretz ala oretz. And indeed, Ahud Yalko Benita de Bekarba. And Rabbi Yehuda gave him Malkus, Nagde, Omar Abaye. Well, now, we need to recognize that different things are different chiyuvim. So let's say somebody with a putita. A putita is like clearly a quet. Whatever, one of these water bottles. So he would be loke arba'a, because he would be chayev on the two general isurim that we had. And then the fact that the Torah repeats in both parshiyos of isur achila, the lo yochlu on sheretz amayim. So therefore, you would have four altogether. If you eat a nimala, a nimala is a land dweller. So you swallow an entire nimala. Since it's a birya, so we know that you're over all five, the two that are written in Lo Teshakzu and Lo Tetamu. And then the Kol HaSheretz HaShoretz Al HaAretz, Lo Ye'achel. Three times we find those Isurim mentioned on Al HaAretz. So that's Mishum Sheretz HaShoretz Al HaAretz. I suppose you swallow a wasp.
I don't know why.
Not fine, but a tzir'ah. So Lo Kesheish, because over there you'd have also the Kol HaSheretz HaOf, Tamei HuLechem. So you'd have, first of all, the Sheretz HaAretz. It certainly can be Sheretz al Aretz, but it's also a Sheretz Oof. And it says, Kol Sheretz Oof Tamei Olachem, Lo Yochlu. Fine. Yeah. I mean, as much as you can take.
If it's a wasp, you can use wasp spray.
For what?
Wasp spray, yeah.
I send you them. It's a very good thing for everyone to know, and since the Gemara says the best thing is to, in Yonim of Chaim, are good to know in your learning. So it's a very interesting thing that one of the best defenses is not pepper spray, where you got to be within a maze, or, you know, where you got to be within a couple of feet of the guy, but wasp spray. Wasp spray can shoot for 30 feet. It does exactly the same thing in blinding the guy. Exactly the same. And it's very effective. You have an intruder who could shoot for... Oh, you're kidding. You never
see...
Oh, in the States, it's very popular. Because what you do is you stand on your porch next to your door, obviously. You shoot 30 feet for the wasp nest up on the second story, and then you run inside. Well, once we're talking about this idea of lo tishaktzu et nafshotechem, we learned that lo tishaktzu et nafshotechem is a very general kind of thing, right? So the lo tishaktzu et nafshotechem means don't do anything disgusting. Doesn't only mean don't eat, well, lo tamube maybe, but lo tishaktzu et nafshotechem is a general rule not to be disgusting. So So somebody who needs to go to the bathroom refuses to move his bowel. He's over mishum lo tishaktzu, it's disgusting. Omra bibi barabai, I man deshati bekarna duumna cover mishum lo tishaktzu. Somebody now takes a container from a bloodletting tool that contained blood, and now he uses it to take a drink, you know. It's disgusting. So you'd also be over about tishaktzu. Almost all the Rishonim hold, of course, that this is a derabbanan, that the rabbanan were masmir al hakroy. Okay, the Balamora holds that it's a diaraita and has a lot of trouble from the sugyas. Omer Rava Baravuna. Now, what's also interesting about this is the interrelationship between these isurim of organisms and eating something that's not an organism. But let's say that you would take 9 ants and you would grind them all up. Now, 9 ants is not a chazanish shear.
It's 10.
Ah, but if you bring one more ant, now that's all, it's not a chazanish shear. But it's a kezayit.
Put them in chocolate.
Huh? Put them in chocolate.
They do. Chocolate. They do.
That's what he means. So, they're a big treat in any place. So, that's your opinion. So you grind up now 9 ants. That's only for people who are machmer on their matzah. You'd never get a kosher matzah this size. But you bring one other nice, juicy, plump ant. Add it to the mix. You know, eat the whole thing together. 9 ground ant and 1 fresh ant. Maybe a chat chai. Now, the additional one that is whole, that's mashlimit to a kezayit. So now you would get 6 malkiot. Why? I thought we said that if you ate a nimala, we just said before, you only had 5. Ah, because you also have a kezayis nevela. Yeah, because Ayas Nevela, plus you've got the Isra of eating the organism.
No, the Shatzim
have a... The Isra Nevela, yeah. What's that?
Shmita
is Nevela, no? A Nevela is a dead a corpse of any type of animal. Kosher, non-kosher. This is an animal. I want a Nevela. The problem that we have with this... doesn't need to be Shmita. Not shlita is a type of nevela, but an animal that drops dead itself is definitely a nevela. What do you need shlita for?
Yeah, a regular cow.
Shkita.
It's a novella.
Here they're calling it a
novella. Dead animals are novella. Shkita is irrelevant now. What does it go?
I mean, the nine ants aren't.
How could you be so mean? What's that thing?
The nine ants weren't a novella.
All the neighbors' cats and dogs will never more be seen. They've all been turned to sausages in Johnny McQuick's machine. Oh, Mr. Johnny McQuick's over here. That's right. And it's an old childhood rhyme. So Mr. Johnny McQuick, he had this rhyme there. He put all of the...
Mr. Johnny McQuick?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That sounds
like
fun.
So...
Yeah, so Richie's question is why...
What was Richie?
Why are the first nine ants not Nebelot?
They are.
But you need the Kazayat.
You need the Kazayat. No, you need... What you need is the whole one. Chamisha Bishumbiria. That's the Kiddush. You're only going to be chayev on eating the five lavim because you also had a whole one that was mixed in here. A whole one, on that you can be over on achila. But if you don't have the whole one,
because you're merasek,
so then you're not going to be over on all of the lavim because you were merasek, everything but one.
Even though it's whole, it's just dismembered. That doesn't
no, that's already not.
Mm-hmm. Sorry? It's even though it's whole.
It's a whole thing. You just mushed it all up. Sure
whole
no, that's the definition of birya, is that it's in its initial as birya.
Is.
You're eating it as is.
That's the one
with high hope. Rava, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, don't think, says Rava. I mean, the idea over here is that, I mean, it's not dependent on, if you have a large ant, I mean, so you could have even two. What do you need five for? I mean, that's only according to the Chazon Ish. But as long as you got a kezias with these three ants all together, it's also enough. Rabbi Yosef says, what do you need two for? Afilo echad v'hu. I mean, it's no din in two. It's just simply the question is one whole, and is the rest of it not whole? And of course, lo pligid, it's not that we're arguing. We're talking about different size ants. Haber aver ve'haber zertri. You would never want to meet a Chazon Ish or ant, let me tell you. But the question over here is, the Kiddush is, that the birya is only if it's not crushed up, mashlim l'kezayit. That's the point, one plus the birya. Because you would say that since if you would crush it up, so it would not have now been that size, because once you grind it up, it loses half of its size, right? So it's no longer a real kezayit, because kezayit is a volume measurement. But since it is currently whole, and measuring it together with the other ant, which is now crushed, gives you a kezayis, you're still going to be chayiv on the kezayis nevela, besides being chayiv on the birya for the full achila. The reason that we talk about the smaller number of ants is because there you can understand that if it's only one other ant that's crushed, it must be like really precisely the size of a kezayis because of the fact that the whole one is taking up so much additional volume. So you might think there we really got to start worrying about the issue whether it's going to lose its volume as it's cut up. Kamash malan, that's recurrently the situation, it's kezayis, counts both. The Tarvayo Alibid Rabbiuda, the Tanya, the Lotaturinano at Boker, Van Lotarmi Meno at Boker, Be'esh Sofu, Mark Atuvli Tena Siach, Lotase, Lomash in Lokinalab, the Rabbiuda. The Rabbi Yochanan Diekach. Time of the Bakatuv, Alo Boakatuv, Lok, Amatra Tafik Shmatra, Rishlakish is Medaikach. Time of the Bakatuv, Alo Bakatuv, Lok, Amalav Shimbo Mase, Lokinalab. Wait a minute. I mean, but Rishlakish Nami, Havare Hatratza Feku, well, for that, Savalakidach Tanah Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, Yika Zeh V'Chazar V'Yika Zeh, or Kilel Zeh V'Chazar V'Kilel Zeh, or Yika Shneihem Bevat Achat, or Kilel Shneihem Bevat Achat, Chayav. Rav Yehuda Omer Bevat Achat Chayav, Zeh Chazeh Patur. Rav Yochanan Nami, he's got the same problem. Avar Elav Shein Bo Maaseh, true. But Savalakidach Omer Rav Yehuda Baravin, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda, Imram, Mishum, Rav Yossi, Aglili, Kol, Lo, Ta'aseh, Shabbat, Torah, Lav, She'esh, Bo, Ma'aseh, Lo, Kina, Lav, Lav, She'en, Bo, Ma'aseh, In, Lo, Kina, Lav, Chutz, Ben, Anishpa, Meimra, Mekalat, Chaveru, B'Shem. So, I mean, no matter how you read it, Kash, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, I mean, Ilish, Lakish, the answer is, you'll have to say, Tretanai, Libra, Rav Yehuda. Ila, Rav Yochanan, there's no problem. One was clearly in the name of Rav Yossi, Aglili. Adidei other rabbi, tanata. Hanotil im al abanim. Rabbi Yehuda mer loke vena mashaleach. Kachamim ormim mashaleach vena loke. Zekla. Kol mitzvat lo taseh shish bakum asin chayev vena leah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, well, I could tell you, if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, in lo noela zot vaod acheret. Om libra belozer. What's the od acheret? I'm not going to tell you. You find it. So nafak dak v'yashkak, the Tanya ones shigireish. So any chalamad tani kima v'lo kima How about Lamantani Bitlo Velo Bitlo? Zabishna Magabi Shiluacha Kain Mashkachatla. But Bashechting, Hello Ones, where do you get Bitlo Velo Bitlo? Heka Mashkachatla. I mean, if you're actually shooter, come live in a rabbi mine. Omrim Shimi Mikhozna, Kagon, Shkibla Kidushimiach. Oh, my Rav, what is that supposed to mean? Ishavit Shliach. So then, Ihi Kamavatla, not him. And Eloshavit Shliach, the whole thing is just a joke. Kokamine Lavklami. Elom Reb Shimi Minarda, Gagonchi Di Rabbarabi. So what if he did Rabbarabi? Hey, Nicha, Lamandi Omar, that Neder should have Rabbi Minu Afara. Lamandi Omar, Yeshu Afara, Maikalamima. The Madir Al Dat Rabbi. The Omar Amer Mayokot, the Neder should have Birabim, Yeshu Afara. But al dat rabim eno hafara v'tu like ha'ikar gezel rachman amar lo tikzol. Then it says v'shivat hagzela or mashka rachman amar lo tavo v'to lavot avoto hashev tashiv lo avot kivah shemesh. And you can get a case of either kimo v'lo kimu or bitlo by destroying it. Ha hatav given the chayv v'tashlomim eno lo keol mishalim matkal rizel. Well, what about mashkan shogir? Were made tagir, so over there you are unable to pay it. Hatam gavra batashlumenu v'shibud de ger hudika paka yika paya rachman omer lo tchale paatzot chale ani v'lager tazovotam. Where over there you can have it either as kimo v'lakimo or bitlo v'lo bitlo. T'zam mitzvat paya la fish bin akama lo fish bin akama ma fish bin omarim lo fish bin omarim ma fish bin akri ad shlomirach. But Mircho, Maaser v'noten lo, he otzek Rabbi Shmuel, they're not mafish b'na Isa. So what? And then Rabbi Shmuel, so you ate the Isa, okay? So Mashkach lo di'achal Isa. Ela, maybe indeed this is the case of the Zod Vod Acheret. But Ones, we made a mistake. Because Echar mina al dat Rabbi min lo afara, that's the Afka l'dvar reshut. Aval l'dvar mitzvah yesh lo afara. Ki odu makri dardike. And nonetheless, Hadri Ravina. And the reason it was a Hadri was because of a Tzerach Mitzvah. Mishum sheretz hasheretz al ha'aretz. If he swallows a tzira lo keshesh, mishum sheretz ha'ov. Omrev achaya, mash'ed nikavav, omrev mishum lo tshaktsu et nafshotichem. Omrev bibe barabai, ma deshati bekarna de umna ka'over, mishum lo tshaktsu. Omrev abaravuna risek, tish'a nimalim, vevi achat chai, vishimam lo kezayet lo ke shisha, chamisha mishum birya, vecha mishum kezayet nevela. Rav on Rav Yochan afilu shnayim, vahu. Rav Yosef, I feel like I have to go.